I'd like to start off talking a little bit about your collaboration with Herbert von Karajan, because you and he obviously had a very close artistic relationship, and you were simpatico with each other.
Yes, there was a really incredible feeling between us musically, you understand? And I was very lucky because to have this possibility with the big maestro von Karajan is not really easy. It's something. Without speak, without rehearsal really too much, we were always together in the pianissimo, in the forte, in rallentato. Was really something incredible. We have done many, many things together, many operas, film. Thanks God, I was really lucky.
What do you think you learned from him, or why do you think you had such a close collaboration?
But you know, he was so, come si dice, he likes always to bel canto, to do the right things with the right expression and never scream. He detests always the singer day screaming too much. And I was in the same way. It was easier for me, but in the same time, he gave it always to me the impression I was free, no, without a conductor. It was not true. It was only because we understand really, really, really too much.
Of course, you did Mimi with him,
Yes.
and lots of people remember that. Either they have seen it, either they saw the performances
Yeah.
live, or they have the recording. What do you remember most about doing that role with him?
But you know, I can't forget the first Mimi, because it was the first time also I worked with him. And when he arrived to La Scala, somebody told him, "Listen, this young singer, she will be with you forever because we are sure you understand that she has something close to you." And immediately in his dressing room with the piano, a maestro, he opened the score. He started from the last act. He don't ask me to sing the aria or duetto. No. He start to go in the last act for to see me too, for when I study Mimi, for to understand the character of Mimi. I found it in the last act. It was really something. This making me more comfortable, and we started to sing Sonandati, the last aria before she page before she die. And maestro, he start to look at me, smile a little bit, and suddenly he jump up. He say, "We go, we go." At this moment, we have done for at least 20 years many, many, many performances, not only of Mo only Mimi, but many, many things together in every part of the world. And I was so happy because you can imagine, very young. I was only 28 years old in this moment. And okay, I'm still here now.
I would think that sometimes young singers, when they're meeting a great conductor, someone of the stature of a man like Herbert von Karajan,
Yeah.
would be a little bit scared.
Yes, I was scared. I was, because naturally, you don't know. You never met him. You don't know what he asked from I do. And but it was really from the beginning very clear for me. I understood very well what he wish, what he want. It was always easy for me.
Did he ever talk to you about how to pace yourself and how to pace your voice before you started to take on more heavier, more dramatic soprano roles?
Yes, because I was always worried to do something too much heavy for me. I said, "Mirella, you must be careful because if you are not ready, it will be a disaster later for your voice." I was really careful. Slowly, slowly, step for step, I have done this also big roles, little more dramatic. It don't destroy my voice, thanks God, because I waited. I waited the right time. This is really important.
Well, let's take an example. Desdemona from
yes.
Otello. When did you decide... When did you feel, okay, I'm ready to tackle this role?
Listen, it was Maestro von Karajan asked to me. He knows me. I was really carefully. Always when he asked for a new role was during performances when we take a bow. he said, Mirella, I want to do next year Otello. You will be Desdemona. Maestro, I don't know if I can sing. I answered, okay, you try. I said, okay. I try, but you also, I tell you now with respect, if I can't do, I leave you also in the day of the general rehearsal. You take this risk. You say, okay, okay. Always, because I was really to be sure to do the right things that don't do only for to do, you understand? I worked always in this way, and I'm still here singing after 50 years of career. Oh, my God.
Well, of course, this is what everybody wants to know from any singer who lasts a long time, yeah. And especially from you, because you are still singing so beautifully. Everybody wants to know, how is it possible to keep a voice for 50 years and to still sound good?
Listen, to be honest with your possibility, for to do the right role in the right time and don't too early, because you know if you start to push too much in very hard role and you are not ready, you destroy your voice, your nerves, because you are more scared when you go on stage. I think if the young singers they take care, they must learn to wait. Don't to have everything, because you need really to take time for to learn it on stage, to grow up. It's a very difficult this career to sing, and sometimes the young singer they want to have everything. After a few years, they can do nothing.
Well, do you
this
think
is a pity?
Do you think that young singers are under more pressure today, just because of the kind of society we live in, the way the world is, more pressure today than when you were growing up to sing tougher roles sooner?
Yes, could be. But I can say it also in my time was the same. When they found some young singer with quality, immediately everybody, they start to have it. It just depends from the singer to say no. They must learn to say no, because if you save your talent, your voice, everything, they later they call you because they need you. You understand? But you must really found this power to learn to say no when this is the moment to say no. Okay, me too, I have done some mistakes because I was younger. I am human, I am not a machine. But I learned immediately. I said, stop, Mirella, you go in your way and you will see what you can do.
Now, you've done several Russian roles, which
yes.
I would think would be quite challenging, just learning the language.
Yeah. The first was Eugenio Onegin. Also, I have sung also this at the Met. Tatiana
and Eugene Onegin.
Yes. I've sung also Pig Dam. Now Jeanne d'Arc.
Joan of Arc, yes, in the Tchaikovsky.
I must say the more difficult is Jeanne d'Arc, because is, I repeat, archaico, Russian, very old, and is more difficult for the pronunciation and to remember also, because it's really strange, but it's beautiful. It is really tessitura not easy. Because I think Tchaikovsky there, he make it like more like a instrument. It's not too much vocale. If you don't have a very strong tecnica, you will be in trouble.
You're also you're on stage for a long time.
Yes. I am always there. If I want to go to drink a glass of water, it's impossible. And when I go out in the moment, I must run for to change everything, the dress. I have not time. I am a little crazy to do this, to still doing this. I make it my debut only 3 years ago with this role in Italy, in Turin.
It's also an opera that's not performed very often, so
because it's too difficult. It's too difficult, but it's beautiful. The music is fantastic. The audience Saturday night they were received standing ovation. It was fantastic for me because I like really the music. I like to sing. It's a joy for me to do this. I am very happy when the audience, they understand what you have done and you give to them. It's all.
But it's also, I would think, challenging to prepare for it dramatically because here you're a mature woman and you're playing essentially a teenager.
Yes. They say on stage, I look young. I move younger. They say also in the critic today. They was wrote. I am surprised.
Ms. Freni, you wrote a memoir called Mio Caro Teatro.
It was
ghostwritten, so you wrote it collaborating with somebody.
They interviewed me. It was a friend, a good friend of mine, because he knows me very, very well. he wrote some.
But the title is My Dear Theater.
Yes.
What do you think is the dearest thing to you about your life in the theater?
This means many things because dear, because for me it's really it's like you have a second life, you know. It's, one is my private at home. This I defend terribly, but the other one is artistic life. With this is like for me. Oh, a big papa, a big mama. I go, I do what I learned to do. Basta. For me, it's something like this. Very, very important. Very, very deep in my... Come si dice? Dentro di me.
Inside you, deep inside you.
Okay. Oh, aiuto.
No, you're doing well. You don't need any aiuto.
Yes.
You said earlier that you grew up on stage. That you grew up in the theater,
because my family, everybody, they loved opera music. I grew up with them, but me too. I was always. I remember when I was 5 years old, fascinated from the voice. When for me, the voice when they sing, they are beautiful voice. Doesn't matter if it's opera or. They go inside, to me, they give me incredible emotion. For me, canto is is really a big part of my life, of myself also. I'm really, really lucky. I realize my wish, my dream, you know. This is not possible for everybody sometimes. I worked really hard. I still worked hard, but I have done. Thanks God.
Well, Mirella Freni, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you to you. It was my pleasure.